We're going to the theatre now, and the Baxter Theatre Centre has released details of what it's calling its most ambitious and exciting production in recent years. The world premiere of Nobel Prize-winning author J.M. Coetzee's Life and Times of Michael Kay, which has been adapted for the stage by Laura Foote in collaboration with the Handspring Puppet Company. The highly anticipated production, which has been put together by a group of theatres, debuts from the 7th to the 19th of June and brings together some of South Africa's most revered multi-award-winning artists. Written and directed by Foote, it's the largest and most illustrious undertaking by the theatre over the past decade and is the culmination of 2 years of planning. Joining us now is one of the stars of the show's very impressive cast, Andrew Buckland. Good afternoon. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Annie. Good to hear you.
Andrew, tell us more about the production and what we can expect from The Life and Times of Michael Kay.
The first thing that struck me joining it is it's a unique kind of production, and I certainly have been connected with a production like this in the past, in that it combines the most amazing array of extraordinary crafts, so that you have got the work of the Handspring Puppet Company in creating the puppets themselves, in teaching us, and very experienced puppeteers like Craig Lear. That is combined with the most beautifully crafted film that's been that is part of the performance as well, a soundscape that's crafted like magic, music that's been composed specifically for the cast, as well as live action. So you've got an amazing array of like theatrical sensory inputs that combine to tell this extraordinary story. And to be honest, the first time, I was never a fan of J.M. Coetzee, I have to admit. And the first time I read the book, I was taken just by the kind of bleakness and darkness of the content. Mm. But on the second and third reading, you really start to find where the light is and where the heart, the humanity of it is, and also the extraordinary writing craft of the man. You know, and I only really discovered it having to use it, because I work as a narrator in the show, as well as playing different characters. So having that text in your mouth is really an amazing privilege, I've got to say.
Andrew, I haven't read the book, but I'm going to make a point of it because I will definitely be coming to see the show. It was originally scheduled to debut in Germany last year, wasn't it?
Yes, and I think that's why I say in the press release it says it's been in preparation for 2 years. This kind of work really requires a long period of preparation in terms of the structuring of it, apart from the adaptation from the text to find out how to tell that story in the most compelling way in the theatre, and then to the crafting of the puppets themselves, to the making of the music and the video. But then with the COVID restrictions and the lockdown in Germany and the changes here, so I'm extremely fortunate to be, here at this time when they've decided to have the world premiere of it here, because otherwise this part would have been played by a German actor. So I'm very lucky.
And Andrew, it's on for quite a short run. Is there any possibility that it may be extended, or is it in fact heading off overseas once it's done in Cape Town?
No, there is at the moment it runs from the 7th to the 19th, as you said. As far as I understand, there might be a possibility of extension, and the trip to Germany is so dependent on how COVID restrictions and lockdowns go. So everything is uncertain, like most of our lives these days. But the thing about it, it plays in the main theatre at the Baxter, but obviously the seating is quite limited because of the protocols. So, I mean, I would encourage anybody, even people who hate theatre,
I'll bring my husband.
I recommend it, because it's not like anything you've seen before, and it's an amazing combination of craft.
Andrew, it's really wonderful to be having this conversation, because it has been such an incredibly awful time for the arts. I mean, awful isn't even a strong enough word. This must surely be the biggest production to feature at the Baxter since the start of lockdown.
Yes, without question. It's a kind of testament to the fact that the Baxter has just kind of managed to work its way through. When lockdown first started, they started to make radio programs available for people. So they were very fluid in how they applied their skills. And with a vision, I think, that Laura has, you know, she always says, look, the theater has survived many, many pandemics and plagues over the centuries, and it'll survive it again. We just have to keep the machinery and alive. And as I always say to, when I taught in a theater, your main task as an actor or as a theater maker is to be ready. Just the readiness is all. And when the opportunity comes, then you grab it with both hands and work it hard. And that's what's happening in the rehearsals now.
No, I know. I have no doubt that your name alone on the credits will get people into the theatre. You are known as the GOAT of the theatre, the greatest of all time. But tell us about some of your fellow cast members.
Sandra Prinsloo is we are the kind of the aged crew of the company.
I wouldn't call you aged.
Well, compared to the rest, so there is a beautiful range of actors. And of performers and of puppeteers who combine, you know, skills in storytelling as well as character performance, combined with puppeteering, in an amazing like ensemble work. And that's a lot of our work at the moment, is to really get to know ourselves as a group. Because in a way, the play is structured around this group of storytellers. The book is set in an imagined civil war. It was written in about 1974, and Jane Coetzee imagined that what would happen if, you know, there was no kind of peaceful resolve. Very few people could imagine that in those days, and it seemed inevitable that we were going to be in a civil war. So the book is set in the midst of that, so it's quite a bleak environment in which the action happens. And Michael Kay, the character, is a kind of an outsider who survives, and through the story you really, really focus and discover his extraordinary humanity and his ability to focus on his one single kind of direction of action. So the company is focused on how do we, but also in the press release you'll see there are no like lead characters. There are no stars, there are no leads. Everybody just serves the story. The only real lead, the only star, is Michael Kay himself. And it's an amazing thing to play in.
Well, Andrew, I have absolutely no doubt it'll completely sell out, and I wish you all the best with the production. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. That's Andrew Buckland, the theatre legend, talking about the new production at the Baxter, The Life and Times of Michael Kay, and you can book for that on web tickets or at any Pick and Pay store.